time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
That's right. The studio audience is really excited about this particular Stu Wright's review because it involves a... I got to stop Ray Charles. You know what? Ray Charles does that a lot. He just likes to butt right in and think, you know what? It's my turn.
Why is he so rude?
I don't know. Anyway, so Stu, you brought in a 2022. Is this like the first 2022 unit you brought in? The 2022?
I think it is. I was just sitting here thinking about that.
That's the weirdest. Even to look at that number is crazy.
I know, isn't that something? Three twos in that thing.
Yeah. Acura MDX SH all-wheel drive advance SUV. Now that's...
A lot of words there. Advance is kind of top of the line.
It's too many words. A
lot of gingerbread on it.
Why don't they just say a 2022 Acura Advance SUV?
Or MDX.
That's something, I guess.
MDX is their big SUV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, deluxe.
So tell us about the color. Boy, that looks kind of cool.
Phantom Violet Pearl, it's called.
Wow.
It really looks black. It's pretty hard to tell. It's a pearlescent, or excuse me, a violet look to that, but... Out in the sun, mm-hmm. It's actually beautiful paint job.
I suppose we'll see it as, because when I see it out the window, it looks black to me. But when you get out there in the sun, I bet it just shines.
Big chrome spears on the side and those polished wheels.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It's incredible looking.
So the weight on this thing, it's a large SUV, so it's going to weigh just under 4,600 pounds. The wheelbase, about 114, about just under 200 inches long.
About the size of a GMC Acadia, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. 95 cubic foot of cargo capacity with all the seats folded flat. So
there's three rows.
Three rows. Is it four buckets and a bench?
Not this time. Two buckets and two benches.
Two buckets and two benches. Okay.
Yeah. And a bench holds three, and then a bench holds two.
Okay.
So it's five plus two is seven people. I had that six-passenger job in here the other day. I think it was a Mazda. So it had the four buckets. This does not. Back seats... side to side.
Okay, very nice. 20-inch bright machined flow-formed aluminum wheels and 255R 18-inch Bridgestones.
Now that's 18th of misprint there. They're 255/50R 20s. I don't know what dummy typed this up, but
I was going to say it's on a 20-inch aluminum wheel, the 18-inch tires had that's quite the stretch.
You didn't type it. No. I did, but I know they're Bridgestones, and I know everything's correct except that 18 there.
Yeah.
Should have blotted it out.
Of course, lane keep assist, that's where if you're wandering through the lane, it'll beep at you or vibrate the wheel and let you know, hey,
right,
you're crossing
blink.
The lights.
Yeah.
Forward collision alert, radar, cruise control, rear vision, moonroof, surround view monitor, built-in Alexa. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Second row sunshades. I like that. And power hands-free tailgate. Well, let's go out and take a look at this bad boy, because I'm kind of, you got my interest is piqued.
You're going to love it.
Here's Ray Charles with Crying Time right here on Pirate. Stu's Reviews being brought to you by Auto Taylor, 1011 16th Street, 353-3401. Okay, Stu, so continue on. We went through all the interior stuff. Tell us about the infotainment center. That's a little bit bigger one than what we normally see.
Yeah, 12.3 inches. I think that's as big as we ever see. That's correct. Until we get a Tesla in there, we won't see one any bigger. It's out there on the dashboard, a little far from your hands to use as a touchscreen. You don't need to because there's a mouse pad on the console. And a wrist rest, so you don't get tired holding your hand up and running that little mouse pad.
Yeah, I saw
that. That's the way you navigate around that screen to all the different functions that you got. It's got an incredible number of those. And it does have, I mentioned, navigation, and it's got remote engine start. And you got that fancy Acura ELS 12. I don't know what ELS means, but it's a studio premium sound system in there.
Mm.
12 speakers. Sounds really good. You got to expect that in a car this pricey. There's Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity in there. There's a wireless phone charger. We put your phone into it, and we're charging it right now.
Yeah, we're charging it. I left it out in the car. I come back in and go, where the heck's my phone? But it's on the car.
It's a little flat charger. Mm-hmm. Very handy.
Heads-up display. I saw that. That was really cool.
Again this weekend.
I really like those. That's really fun.
It tells you the speed limit and then how you're doing. And it mostly reminds you always speeding, seems like.
Yeah, I am. I'm a
Talked
speeder.
About the heated trackpad that's on the, not heated trackpad, console-mounted trackpad for running the system on the big screen on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
George has got a heated leather steering wheel. Seems like we're running in those every week, aren't
Everything's
we?
Leather and everything's heated nowadays. That's kind of nice.
Right.
And, of course, a 3.5-liter, 290-horse V6 engine. Man, that's got some horsepower to it, doesn't it?
And it's smooth. Yeah, we haven't had 290 horse for weeks around here. 10-speed automatic, smooth as butter.
Better.
And, of course, we've talked about it being all-wheel drive. Really, and light on his feet, easy to steer and pop around visibility.
The doors closed really nice. It sounded really good on him.
It is solid, like a Lincoln or something.
And the fuel economy's not too bad for a big car like that.
Not as good as a little convertible last week, but this is a bigger, heavier, higher profile car, 25 miles to the gallon. And which gets you 463 down the road if you fill it up with your 18.5 gallons of gas.
Yeah. That's kind of nice. $62,200. Your payments on that are going to run you about $1,100.
American-built vehicle, East Liberty, Ohio. They make these big Acuras.
Very nice. Stu, thank you so much for bringing that in. Is this going to be up on your website?
Yeah, StuWright.com. I'm going to do it about next week.
All right.
Next week. I've been taking some pretty photographs and notes, and of course, I'll put a window sticker copy on the website.
Very good. Go ahead and have yourself a
details.
Thanks for coming in early.
You bet. Good to see you this morning.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, 353-3401.